Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you so much for listening. We are back from vacation, and it's lovely to get all your texts and hear the nice things you have to say. It's wonderful. This part of the program is brought to you by Spot Hero. Coming up at 9 o'clock, we've got tickets to see Sam Hunt at the Shoreline Amphitheater on August 11th. So yeah. If you're listening at 9, you can win those.
That's happening at 9, noon, and 5.
And finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter the promo code BRIDGE for $10 off. Download the app for free or go to spothero.com. Spot Hero, park smarter.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by MyPillow.com. Be sure to click the Radio Listener Special tab to get 2 premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere travel pillows. Use promo code Alice. That's MyPillow.com. Here's what's happening. I realize you've been connected for many years, Sarah. But
connected to what?
You've been partnered up. You've been married. You've been shacked up.
I thought you meant like to the internet.
For many years now.
Yes.
But it must be some relief or comfort knowing that if you two were to ever part, there's an app out there that could have you getting serviced by tonight.
Oh, well, that is a relief, Vinny. I would hate to think that I'd spend one night not getting serviced.
Right, Yuzi?
Absolutely.
Is it called outside my window?
Would you get on Tinder if you were single, do you think?
Maybe.
What do you mean? Do you already have so many guys lined up right now that you don't need it?
Hey, I always want more.
All right.
Are you on Tinder, woman?
What did she just say?
I always want more.
What accent was that?
I don't know.
That was like a badass accent.
That was my whore accent.
I always want more.
Well, anyway.
I'm a hoe. Hello.
This is right. A Tinder story. I just thought I'd, you know, lead us in with a little fun. It turns out somebody over there
always wants more.
Can't line up enough.
Well, it's nice to have a line. Makes you feel good.
Yeah.
Back in September of 2014, a guy
Even if half of them have walkers now.
Those are the kind you want. You go through them faster.
1 foot in the grave, baby.
I'm sure that's not the case.
Oh, look, the top of a flight of stairs.
I didn't see you.
Oopsie.
Back in September of 2014, a guy named Josh and a woman named Michelle in Cleveland, Ohio, matched on Tinder. So Josh sent a message saying hi. Uh-huh. Michelle didn't write back for 2 months.
Oh.
And then said, sorry, my phone died.
Oh, for 2 months.
Right. So Josh wrote her back 2 months after that and said, sorry, I was in the shower.
Oh.
This went on for 3 years.
Oh.
These two turkeys continued the joke for 3 years.
So they were meant to be together.
They wrote back and forth every few months with some ridiculous excuse for not getting in touch. Never actually met. Last week, Josh posted 3 years of their conversations on Twitter. It went viral and Tinder found out and said, how would you two like to get together on our dime?
Oh.
Anywhere you want to go, we'll buy you tickets and send you. Oh. So Josh and Michelle picked Hawaii.
I knew it. I was like, well, Hawaii.
Yeah.
And awesome. Tinder is now flying these two turkeys to Hawaii.
Right.
Now, do they have to? I have some questions. Do they have to stay in the same room and everything? Because I'd be like, I don't know this guy. And I want my own
room. She does know him. She's known him longer than most people who hook up on Tinder.
No, they don't know each other.
They do, though. They 3 years of staying in touch is way more than some people on Tinder.
They can't be sharing a room right off the bat. That's just assuming too much. They need separate rooms.
That's them. Oh, they're going to love each other. Hey, wait, he's got a lion.
He has
what is that?
He has his own lion?
He's got like a cheetah.
Is he a trainer? What? Describe what they look like.
They're made for each other.
They're super
He's
cute
a hipster
white
doofus,
folks.
And she's like right a 19-year-old hottie, like with brown hair.
And what's the cheetah lion?
I guess he's like a lion trainer or something. I don't really know.
Or a typical.
They're both very good looking.
People take selfies with everything, everywhere.
Sure. It's hard to get that close to a cheetah.
Sure.
Or whatever that thing is. It does have kind of a cheetah looking face, but it's only him in the face. That's they're very good looking. I'm sure they'll have beautiful children together.
Sarah.
Yes, darling.
Is it soda or is it pop?
It's soda.
Is it sub or is it hoagie?
It's a grinder.
What?
It's a sub if I have to choose between the two of those. But when I grew up, subs are grinders. Get a grinder.
It's a grinder. What do you call the shoes you wear when you exercise?
Sneakers.
Sneakers is one of the most popular answers. Mm. Tennis shoes, the other big.
Yeah. Trainers, I've heard a few times.
This is one of those debates that people have a tendency to be like, you just did it. It's a grinder. When I grew up, it's a grinder.
It's a grinder.
It's not a sub. And it's not a hoagie. Yeah. It's a grinder.
It's not. It's a grinder.
According to a study at Harvard, 45% of people call them sneakers, mostly in the Northeast. 41% call them tennis shoes. The rest are like gym shoes or just shoes.
Shoes.
But there you go. There's the debate.
Yeah.
Tearing the world apart.
There's a whole... they can tell where you're from by what you...
Sure.
And they'll be like, what do you call the side of a road? What do you call a circle where people take their cars... in a circle, and there's various exits off it. There's
a roundabout.
It's a rotary.
It's a what?
It's a rotary.
It's not a rotary.
It's
no one.
I've never
that.
Heard it called a roundabout until I left New England.
It's a rotary.
I've
it's
never rotary. Heard it called a rotary.
Well, that's what
I've never
called.
Heard. It
even says like rotary.
And I know a ton of people.
What do you call it?
A roundabout.
Right.
It's well, and people call them traffic person. Circles too. But there's all different regionalisms. Like, you know, what do you call the turn signal in your car? Or what do you call the water fountain? You know, there's different names.
Well, I've heard the dinner or supper.
Right. Yep.
Supper? Who calls it that?
I call it supper.
Get out of here!
I gotta go home and eat supper.
You do not.
Supper, sure.
You do?
What's your supper? Yeah. I mean, I'll also say dinner. I'm not exclusive on those, but for sure I've heard it called supper. I've called it supper.
Okay.
Eat your supper.
Here's something from BuzzFeed. You did one earlier.
Yeah.
I got one
They're
for
the best.
You, too. These are things that are probably... overhyped.
Oh, okay.
A new survey asked a bunch of people if a bunch of different stuff is overrated. Like, for example...
The Kardashians.
The Bachelor and The Bachelorette was number one, the most overrated thing.
Amen!
It is overrated.
Amen.
I actually agree. I would not watch that if it wasn't for John. It's too long.
And
it's so stupid. But you do get sucked in because these people, you just can't believe how stupid they are. You're just like, oh. All right, I'll watch.
New Year's Eve comes in at number two on the list of overrated.
I love New Year's Eve.
You do?
I do. It's nice. You feel like it's a fresh start. I do anyway. I like New Year's Eve a lot.
All right.
Although the older I get, the harder it is to stay up till midnight.
Yeah, I think that's a young man's game. For myself, I just don't care. I do like the fresh start and a new year and all that, but the night itself.
That's fun. If you got some plans, sometimes people will have big. But you went to Hawaii for the year 2000.
Well, I was hoping to get trapped there, Sarah.
Wouldn't that have been nice?
And then it turns out...
he's still there. I don't know what's going on.
That just wasn't true, that whole Y2K thing. Avocados are high on the list of overrated.
No.
Yeah, avocado...
It's the perfect food.
It's excellent.
But there are people who hate avocado.
Bacon's on the list, though, and I would say, bacon's overrated. It's good,
bacon.
Sure. But this like, I have a T-shirt about my love for bacon, and I always...
And if you say you love bacon, people assume you're in this club. But I just like bacon, and I only like certain bacon. You know, it's got to be the right... It's got to be cooked right. It's got to be the right kind. I don't like the stringy stuff. I don't like the floppy stuff. you know, it's I'm particular about my bacon.
Cats.
Oh, God, cats are awful.
On the list of overrated.
Awful.
Did you say awful or awesome?
Awful. Awful. Cats are awful. Ugh. Hair everywhere. Although
aww,
it
see?
Is, I know. They're so happy to see us.
Yeah.
And the swinging chair on
they're
my back
They're so not dogs, though. They are not
oh, no,
dogs.
Oh, no, they're not. Mm. But dogs are overrated, too.
No, they're not.
No
are.
Way.
It's true.
No.
Oh, my God, stop it. Just can you calm
dogs
down?
Dogs are amazing.
Please, stop jumping on me. God, dogs slobbering, pooping.
So great.
Well, you poop.
Yeah, but I poop in a toilet so I can flush it. Like, I don't have to walk around with a plastic bag to pick up warm poo with. I mean, ugh, God, you people and your
hey,
dogs.
At least we pick it
dog,
up.
Well, some of you do.
High on the list of overrated things. Summer.
Oh, forget it.
I agree 1,000%.
Summer is so great.
Way too hot. Who can sleep in this heat? Last night I'm laying there like, oh,
I love summer.
Me.
I love the long nights. I love that my kids aren't in school. Oh,
is
God,
your
I love
kid
summer.
Was your kid able to sleep? Did she join you guys? What happened?
Are you talking about me?
Yeah,
my
course.
Kid joins us every night.
Oh.
It is an absolute habit.
How does it work?
She
how
goes
many
to bed
minutes after?
I don't know. It changes, but she goes to bed. Her mom puts her to bed. It takes an hour to make that happen. Then I go to bed. At some point, that child is next to me, headbutting me and kicking me.
Yeah. Well, enjoy it, because when it goes away, you will actually find yourself nostalgic.
No, before she was born, I would have told you never.
Oh, you did
letting
tell,
you
us.
Did tell
it's
us.
On
that was
list
on the
of
list.
The things you'll
yeah.
never
I would
happen.
Never let that kid in our bed. Yeah. There's no reason for that. She should be in her own bed. Mm-hmm. It's the wrong thing. Yeah, I love it. Sure.
Aww.
I mean, it wakes me up and it sucks because, you know, it hurts to get kicked in the face when you're trying to sleep yeah. and stuff.
By their dirty little feet.
But yeah, I love it. Yeah.
Bryn, you looking forward to that, buddy?
Yep, you know it.
All right. Oh, you're having a little girl.
Highly overrated. Love.
Oh, that's
on
crazy.
The list.
Well, I don't know.
No, Boomin.
Love is great.
The drama, it's just...
But
it doesn't have to be
that way.
Do you guys have drama?
No.
How was Johnny V's birthday?
It was great.
That's wonderful.
There's always drama. There's always some
There's
drama.
No drama.
Sometimes there is.
No. The only drama is when they leave. It's like, oh, you're leaving.
Boy, these...
You're all dramatic about it.
These two, you two have... You just have them conformed or something.
I know.
To like
you're crazy. They're just...
Brainwashed.
Look at Izzy. She's not denying it. Yeah.
She's like
wink.
Wicked.
Yep.
I got it.
Yep.
Yeah, you and John could be winking at each other. You and my John. Uh-huh. Me and your John are like, what? What now? We're doing what?
I only mentioned this because they couldn't be more wrong. Pizza makes the list of overrated.
It's not. Well, listen, there's some bad pizza out there for sure, but nothing beats a great slice of pizza.
Yeah, pizza's way too good.
So delicious.
To be on that list.
That is not overrated. Who did that? BuzzFeed? Stop
Buzzfeed
it.
BuzzFeed did it.
They're right about a couple things, though.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. I've got a couple here. People wrote it. Boy, you mentioned a dog and people, mm-hmm. right. I won't do all those right now.
Oh, the puppy that got lost, the schoolboy Q.
What happened? What is that?
His puppy, he put it on a flight and it went somewhere else.
Oh.
So he's suing United.
510 says, you can get good French bulldogs, Vinny. I have three.
Yeah, I'm sure you get good ones. You know, there's good dogs, there's bad dogs, but they do have some inherent issues.
Well, most dog breeds do. Mm-hmm. Someone wrote and said they're super hyper and...
They don't seem like
it. I don't know, man. Labs are so sprung.
You should go to the pound. Adopt a dog.
I'm not doing anything right now. I just... It's something I looked at because I do miss having a dog.
I know. I knew you'd get another dog.
I'm not doing it, though, but I just...
But
I
someday you will, because you're
it.
A dog person.
Yeah.
You know? It's hard for dog people. You know, dogs, they don't live forever, as we're all well aware, and it's a void in your life. And
super bogus, yeah.
And it's a... It's, you know, for some people, they really need that.
You want to know...
Something missing from their life.
Six dogs that have the fewest health problems.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Okay, great. What, do you want to do something else?
No.
All right.
Please.
English Springer Spaniel is the best, healthiest dog.
Oh.
English Springers.
Are those like the tall Cocker Spaniels with the brown and white?
Yeah, the brown and white for sure, yes. Have you ever heard of Shiba Inus?
Nope.
Nope.
All right. That Poodles is number three.
Poodles?
Yeah. Least. Four is Greyhound.
Really?
Five is Border Collies.
Oh, I like those. Those are pretty.
Yeah. They're hyper, though.
Yeah. They are?
Oh, yeah.
And then I think...
Where's the last one?
Well, the thing just kind of...
Like a gallon.
Australian cattle dogs are good.
Oh.
Like right. Those?
They're also hyper, but sure.
You got to run those suckers.
Yeah, exactly.
That's...
They need a lot of exercise. Yeah. They need a purpose.
Go get
and
a fat old dog from the pound.
Most the time, I love running Willa and walking Willa and all that. But on a rainy day, like certain time where you've got work and you just get home from a long day and
you're
there
trying
she
to rush
is
home
like,
to get there, yeah.
Oh, I got to go. And you're just all, oh, dude, I've had the longest day. Let's go. Mm-hmm.
The last three are Siberian Huskies, Beagles, and?
Beagles.
Chihuahua.
Chihuahua!
Chihuahua.
Oh, I went to a animal shelter the other day.
Did you? Why?
It's called Pets in Need. It's in Redwood City because they wrote into us a few weeks back saying, hey, come on by, check out our shelter.
Oh, so you have a new dog.
I do not. Oh, and they're so cute.
What were you going to get?
I want to go check out the shelter because I think I'm going to start volunteering there.
Oh. But
it's right in Redwood City, you know, so it's close to my house. The facility is beautiful.
That's sweet, Yuzat.
Yeah, I think I'll talk to you guys about this in a couple weeks, but it's like National Dog Day or something's going on in August, so I think maybe we'll bring the people in for a couple minutes and share some information about shelter.
Watch him freak out.
Yeah, I know.
He's so weird about dogs.
I know.
About it.
Well, he doesn't like pets at all. Like
my all frozen. Like, don't
and of
touch
course,
me.
when someone doesn't like dogs or cats, they're like a magnet for dogs and cats.
Well, right.
Why is that?
I don't know. It's some you give off. They just want to convince you that they're great.
I'll read some more texts after this quick break.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.